Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay, testified at a recent interim study hearing conducted by the Oklahoma House Agriculture Committee regarding his position on proposed legislation that would institute a mandatory labeling system for meat products, specifically beef produced in Oklahoma. Lindsay offered his perspective on this concept from a pork industry standpoint, suggesting such a system would have only negative impacts on the industry he represents as well as the other protein industries which he works alongside.
First question that was asked really is how come the hog guy wants to come talk about beef labeling? And at the end of the day, over the last 6 or 8 years, we've seen legislation introduced almost every session to require some form of country of origin labeling on meat, protein, beef, pork, poultry here in the state of Oklahoma. And so inevitably, I get to go see authors of legislation and say, this is why we think this is a bad idea for the pork industry. It doesn't return value. Here's all the reasons. And he says, okay, I'm going to write pork out of this legislation and I'll just leave it beef and poultry. And while that's good for us, you're still dealing with the issue. Because if you put that label in place, eventually somebody's going to say, well, how come the pig guys aren't doing that too? And so the idea would be that we need to think about this in a broader perspective than just beef or just pork or just poultry. It needs to be more in a protein perspective. And what is it going to return value to Oklahoma producers? And if it's not, then do we really want to chase down this rabbit? So that's where we started that day, was why is the pork industry even interested in a beef study.
Lindsay says that the proponents of Cool believe the system will promote greater demand for domestic product and thus elevate prices. However, he retorts that the policy actually causes the exact opposite effect.
If that's the case, and we really believe the consumer will pay extra for product labeled made in the USA, wouldn't we already be doing it voluntarily? We do that already where we think there's value. If we thought that it said product of the US on it and it was going to return more money, wouldn't we already be doing that? And so at the end of the day, we came back to, I just kind of left this with the group that, hey, there's nothing that prohibits us from doing a voluntary label today. I can do a voluntary label. There'll be standards I have to meet, but I could do a voluntary label. So if it really was going to return value, why wouldn't I want to do it voluntarily and capture all of that value myself instead of force the label on every product? And then you made it a commodity label. Then it's you're not differentiating yourself from anybody else's product.
Again, that's Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay.
You got farm news on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, okcwest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.